Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit Smith Center in Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
And back in the Locker Room Chats, welcome to our final Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chat of the season as we're joined by Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Well, coach, you had two that competed at the state tournament this weekend there in Hayes, and Brogan Monty finishes out his freshman year with a 41-0 record in a state championship, and then Brody Boudreaux wrestled for you as well. You did pick up a win there on the backside, but ended up 1-2 for the tournament. Just when you kind of look at, first, we'll obviously focus on Brogan first with the state championship there, and what a great season he had, and really just a workmanlike effort throughout that state tournament. You know, put the kid on his back in the championship, but wasn't able to finish it out with a pin, but rode out for a nice solid 8-2 win in the championship match. Just go through this season for Brody and how well he wrestled there at state this weekend.
You know, just like you said, what a fantastic season for him. You know, we knew coming in the season that he was very talented, and we didn't know the level of his talent until, you know, mid-season, and he had been faced with good kids and beating good kids, and then you know, coming into the state tournament undefeated, the pressure involved in all of that at the state tournament and so on. I'm just so proud of how he handled all that pressure and wrestled to his potential every match, as the season went on, and then of course in the state tournament and in the state tournament finals. And it's not easy. And I talked to him about it after the match. I just said, you know, what a great job at handling your nerves and all the things involved in that, because so many kids, when you watch the finals of the state tournament, so many kids and upperclassmen, they can't handle that kind of pressure, and maybe they were the better wrestler, but they let it slip away. And that didn't happen with Brogan. He just wrestled his way, his style, just steady, and I'm so proud of him. We haven't had a freshman state champion here at Beloit since the early 80s, back when Beloit was so powerful. And so it's undefeated freshman state champion is quite unique. And Brogan, people are already asking me and him, can he be a four-timer? And, you know, there are only a handful of four-time state champions in the state of Kansas, as long as in the history of wrestling in Kansas. And you know, Brogan, he's got the talent, he's got everything to do that, and it takes a special person to be able to do that. But he's certainly got to take it one year at a time, and every year will be different. I'm not sure next year that he'll be a 106-pounder. He could go up in weight. He's growing a little bit, as all young boys do. And so, I can't say enough about him. I'm so proud of the way he handled this season and of the way things went for him. Talking about Brody Boudreaux, came into the state tournament with a 12-10 record, and a very underweight heavyweight. He only weighed like 210, and most of the guys that he faced were in the 240, 250 range. And I think the first kid he had right out of the chute from Sabetha was like 280, and he ended up pinning Brody, but it was great to see Brody come back in the wrestle back round, and he pinned the Cherryvale kid, and then he came back and wrestled a good kid from Council Grove and got pinned. But just a great showing for Brody also, just to step in and show that he can win matches at this level. And you know, next year, most likely Brody will be a 215-pounder. He's only a sophomore. And he's going to, you know, I predict that he will dominate the 215-pound weight class next year. So overall, I'm just very, very proud of these two kids representing Beloit down at the state tournament and representing our community, and proud of my team this year.
We're talking with Andy Nemchak, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We'll take a quick time out. We come back, we'll go over what's set to come here for Beloit Wrestling in the future here on the Locker Room Chats.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And again, welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. Our final chat with Andy Nemchak this season for the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you kind of mentioned Brogan might have to jump up Brogan Monty weight class depending on where he would go, but Brody Boudreaux would kind of move down to 215. It's always one of those deals where you're kind of looking at what might come for success later on in these careers when they do make it to state. So just going over that and then moving forward with this group, what's the Beloit Wrestling program look like right now moving forward as you take the off season here and come back next year?
Well, you know, I think we're okay. We had four seniors on the team this year that we'll be losing. Loomis at 132, Aiden Loomis, Braden Gilley at 144, Caden Anderson at 150, and Wes Adolph at 215. We're losing those four kids, but you know, we've got three or four juniors coming back, and we've got some good talented sophomores also, and I was very, very pleased with our junior high crew this year, and I think we've got six or seven freshmen that could step on the mat for us next year and be on a part of our team. So, you know, we're still looking. I think we'll be a young team again next year, but we certainly have some talent, and we've got a good nucleus of kids to go off of, and we're looking okay in that respect. So looking forward to that.
I know, like, you don't do this on your own either. You got good kids in the room, but you also got good coaches in the room as part of your staff. How much do they help you out during a season and getting ready for what you did this weekend going to state?
I can't say enough about our assistant coaches, Ryan Millay, who's been with the program since like 2006, and he is the backbone of our coaching staff. He just does all the kinds of things that I don't have to do, and I am, you know, he is my right hand man on things, and I am so proud and so pleased that I've had the opportunity to have him. Cade Hewitt has been with the program just a couple of years now, and Cade's the young guy in the room, and he's just marvelous at showing technique, and he straps on the headgear every day and wrestles with our upper weight kids, and is such a huge part of our program, and has such great rapport with kids, and so I can't say enough about my two assistants, and they do the work, and I'm so pleased that I can sit back and let them do that, I can't say enough about those two assistants. They make the program.
Andy Nemchak, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us here all season long talking Trojan Wrestling. We've enjoyed it, and congratulations on a fine season.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on KD Country 94 and online at kdcountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op and by Landmark Implement.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, KD Country 94. WrestlingLockerRoomChat.com, our Wrestling Locker Room Chat show, and we have Osborne head coach Jason Knoll with us. And I got a couple of guys there in state. One had to wear the different colors than you've kind of been used to seeing. He had to wear his own school's color there, but Grant Middleton at 215 was one of the qualifiers to state that you got to coach this year. Why don't you run us through how he did at the state tournament?
Well, unfortunately, we went 0-2, and we were done first day, but he did work really hard. He had a really, really tough match with that one kid the very first match out. I think he took third or fourth in the tournament, so it was tough. That second one, I wish we could have a little bit more time there, but I think we were better than him, but sometimes it's how it goes, unfortunately, but he wrestled really tough. He left everything out on the mat, and we got things to work on, but I'm glad we made it, and he could taste a little bit of what state tastes like, so. We had fun. Unfortunately, I wish we could have got him the day two for the Downs people that are going to come over. But other than that, I'm super proud of him and his year that he's done. He's accomplished a lot for that Lakeside and us. So it's been since I think 2018 since we qualified for the last. So I'm so happy with these two, the way they performed this.
And the way Grant's season went, kind of started out at a heavier weight, or at the heavyweight, dropped down, and when really made the drop down to 215 is when he took off, right?
Yes. Once he finally got down there, he could control the match a little better, you know. And going down on bottom, you know, we ain't giving up 40, 50 pounds, and they just laying on us and just outweighed us, so he could move around quite a bit. And then as soon as he did drop that weight, he got quicker. So he got a little quicker on his feet. We taught him some things to set up some shots for him. And boy, he really took off, and he is so coachable this year, and he's improved so much this year, and he's only going to get better. So we'll get him in the weight room this summer and get his feet a little bit more quicker. So, and we'll be doing quite a bit of camp. So I think his future's really bright here in the next 3 years.
You're listening to the Wrestling Locker Room Chat Show here on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We'll be back with more after this.
Farmers and stockmen find it easy doing business with their local Midway Co-op. Our people are the brighter, the better, the more experienced, and we're still your local full-service co-op with what you need, when you need it, at very competitive prices. Our services are full, complete, and far-reaching, even delivering bulk fuel and propane as well as emergency fuel service when requested. Partner up with us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
There's one near you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
Back here on the Wrestling Locker Room Chat Show, I have Osborne's head coach Jason Knoll with us, and we got a 165 at Caden Schultz, and he was able to win a match there at state tournament. Again, kind of had a youngster there qualify, and how did Caden do?
Caden did awesome. The first match, we were just one, a few seconds short of catching that kid on his back in the second period. That kid was in not as good a shape as Caden. That's what I pride our program off of, is we got to be in better shape than anybody, because we've got to wrestle for 6 minutes no matter what. So once we got into that third period, he started to come alive and was scoring some points, took him down, I think, there in the third period, and was just one back trip away from getting him on his back. And I wish we could have had it, but we got things to work on with him, too. So just not getting taken down there in the first period, giving up two or three points, you know, there in the first period, so we can't fall behind. But, and then that second match, we wrestled the kid from Boise, and we've pinned him twice this year. He came out, that Hoisington kid came out, was ready to go, but came and finally got the win there in the third period too. So he was very tired after each match. That third match went the whole distance, and we had a cradle locked up there in the third period and just ran out of time before we got any near fall or anything. But he's come such a long way the last two or three weeks. I mean, it's a whole different kid than we were watching at the Hillsburg tournament or even the second half of the season. He's been putting in the work in the room, and it's finally starting to pay off for him. So he's one that hates losing, and he's kind of given it all. He's a workhorse, that's for sure. And I'm ready for him to... for them this summer and get a little bit better. And so he's such a good kid. He's going to work his butt off every day. And he's one of those kids that you wish you had five or six of them in your room. But well, you can only have one. But hopefully he can be the role model he needs to build off of both of these boys, you know. I mean, they're just freshmen, and they've worked hard this year. And hopefully we can jumpstart some more kids to come over from down, even talk some kids into coming in from Austin. So the future's looking bright. I'm excited for next year already. You know, the season just got over, but I've already got plans for next year. And Aaron and I have got some stuff going on this summer, so we're excited for the future.
All right. Well, congratulations to Grant and Caden, and to you as well for coaching them along this year. And as always, we always appreciated your time with us. And good luck in the off season and into next season.
Thank you so much, and we really appreciate you guys here at the radio giving us the time to speak. And we really appreciate you guys for our local sports.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Brock Hutchison. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
This is Jason Broadfoot on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Wrestling Locker Room Chat Show, and I have Smith Center's Wrestling Head Coach Brock Hutchison with us. And first of all, congratulations on taking five wrestlers to the state tournament and coming out of there with the fourth place finish in team points overall.
Yeah, appreciate that. We wrestled well, so three in the finals and three champs. So yeah. Doesn't get much better than that. I guess it could have, but it is what it is.
Yeah, we'll get started with a couple of guys that qualified for the state tournament. We had 190 Luke Franklin, just about got into that medal round, but just came up just a bit short.
Yeah, Luke went two for two, and had to wrestle Kyle Warner there on the backside again for the fourth time, and maybe fifth time, and he beat us 2-1. Luke really wrestled and had a good tournament. He bunged up his knee in the semifinal or in the quarterfinals match just a little bit there, so we were a little bit worried about that. But he came and showed a lot of heart on the backside there and scored some points for us. And you know, without him, we don't get fourth, probably get fifth. So proud of Luke, and he's just a junior, so we'll get him back next year.
Yeah. Then at 285, Carson Montgomery unfortunately went 0-2, but tell us a little bit about Carson's tournament and season.
Well, Carson got pretty ill Thursday evening and spent most of the time in the bathroom spewing and doing the other one too. So he didn't get much sleep. He didn't have much strength. He's not even at school today. One of the kids actually told me in one of his classes that thought maybe he might have went to the hospital to get IV'd. So I'm not sure about that yet. Right. I do have a text into him, but if he's sleeping, you don't want to bother kids like that. So unfortunately, he'd got ill, and I think he might have won a backside match or two if he wouldn't have been ill. But you know, that's an excuse too.
You're listening to the Wrestling Locker Room Chat Show here on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We'll be back with more with Smith Center's head coach, Brock Hutchinson.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
We're back here on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. This is the Wrestling Locker Room Chat Show. I have Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of Smith Center. And like you said earlier in the interview, three finalists, three state champs. It's kind of funny, you come out of the regional and you had a couple guys finish a little bit better in the state tournament. That just shows you how hard that regional is to get out of.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just glad we were on the other side of those kids. And, we'll talk about Alex first. You know, he wrestles, he comes back and beats Duncan Bell in the quarterfinals, which we lost to him at the Boyd tournament earlier in the year. And he avenged that loss and just stayed in great position. And just really, he kind of just outworked Duncan. And then he beats the Mater kid from Ellis in the semis, which it beat him earlier in the year as well. Very first term of the season, he got beat by him, so he avenged that loss. And then he got to the finals and wrestled Wyatt Gardner from Wichita County. He's an absolute stud, returning state champion, and just stayed in great position. And Wyatt made a mistake, and we capitalized on it right at the end of sudden victory there. So Alex couldn't be more proud of him. He's worked his fanny off and done what he's supposed to do in the wrestling room this year, and proud of him. And then we had Bentley Montgomery get first, and he wrestled a really tough kid, the Skyler Greer kid, in the semis, and we beat him right at the end, overtime, or it might have been regulation, I can't remember, if it's sudden victory or not, too many matches. But beat him, and then wrestled a kid from Effingham, Atchison County, in the finals, beat him 2-1, And for those two seniors to go out with state championships, that's pretty impressive. Bentley only lost one match, and that was at 157, so technically I probably could have put him in as undefeated and at 150, but to me a loss is a loss. So, but he finished strong, and he's just a great kid. You know, we've talked about him multiple times. Mm-hmm. And then he light punched his ticket to the finals and just wrestled unbelievable matches all the way through the tournament, and got another shot at Jefferson, and You know, those matches are going to be close. And I told him that after the very first time that Eli wrestled him, and we ended up with the win. I said, you're going to have to expect those matches to be close every single time, buddy, and you got to stay in good position, can't make mistakes. And that's exactly what he did. And I'm proud of those guys, you know. One of them coming back, and then the other two that didn't get any hardware brought home, but they're coming back as well. And then we got some young kids who are going to step up next year, and I think they'll be fine.
And, of course, success just breeds more success. You know, you have the younger kids watching guys like Alex and Bentley and how they go about things. And when they see them succeed, then they know that's what I have to do to follow suit.
Absolutely. And it really all started Wednesday afternoon for us. We had a huge pep rally in the auditorium, and it was kind of a blackout-type deal. And we had Coy Harrison, I don't know anybody knows anything about him, but he announced our kids for us, and he came up with a lot of good stuff, and it was pretty hyped, and those kids got recognized. Probably, I'd say in my wrestling career, which has been quite a while, it's probably in the top three of showings for pep rallies. And then we had a send off, and then when we got back, they lined the streets, main streets in the center. And just a lot of support for these kids, and all coaches know that wrestling is just a tremendously tough sport, and it takes a lot of grind, and it takes a lot of mental toughness, and a lot more mental toughness and probably even physical toughness. So very proud of our team and our kids all year long.
Congratulations to all your kids, and then all, as well as you for leading them along the way. And as always, we appreciate your time with us. And let's see what happens again next year with all these some of the guys coming back.
Yes, sir. Really appreciate you guys covering us. Tell Dusty hi.
Will do. Yep.
Okay.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at landmarkimp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit Smith Center in Osborne.